Through Psalm 23, a little bit of it. There's so much in it, and we're not going to cover all the benefits there are. But I want to give you a little introduction before we get to Psalm 23. In Psalm 22, you've got a description of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You got some phrases in there, some things Jesus Christ said on the cross, like, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You've got a good description in Psalm 22 of the crucifixion. Then, of course, Psalm 23, which everybody loves and wants to hear it and wants to relate to it, or at least wants to get the blessings of it. People like to read it at funerals and just want to get a good feeling from it. There's several benefits in Psalm 23 with the Lord being someone's shepherd, which we'll talk about. But in Psalm 22, you've got the crucifixion, you've got the Lord as a shepherd in Psalm 23, and in Psalm 24, you've got Lord Jesus Christ as the King. So you've got sort of this progression in these Psalms about the office and the work the Lord is doing, depending on where you're at in time. And we're going to focus on Psalm 23, but I just want to give you that sort of introduction to show you the context of this. You don't have Psalm 23 without Psalm 22, and you don't have Psalm 24 without Psalm 23 and Psalm 22. And so all those things, they all go together, and it's describing the work of Jesus Christ. Today we're going to focus on Psalm 23, and I think I did this a while back and went through some of it, didn't cover the whole thing, but this morning I want you to understand a couple things, and I want you to be able to go home with a couple things that may be a help to you. Hopefully they are a help to you. And in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is described as the shepherd. He's the good shepherd. And these benefits that are described in Psalm 23 come as a result of the Lord being someone's shepherd. They don't just come about as the result of you reading the verses or anything like that. These are the literal benefits, the good benefits of God being someone's shepherd, of the Lord Jesus Christ being someone's shepherd. And if he's your shepherd, then you have these things that you can look forward to and you can rest in and you can have applied to your life and you can enjoy and all those things. I think In this time, I know you're tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing about pandemic and shut down. Don't shut down. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. I know you're as tired of it as I am. And there are so many voices out there that have opinions, that have thoughts, that have ideas about how you're supposed to live your life here, and if you're doing this, you're right. If you're doing this, you're wrong. There's so many, and really so many contradicting voices, and all have evidence. They all seem to have some sort of facts that back up what they're saying, or at least they pretend to, or they bring up some graph or chart or something. And so the point is, in all of that, There's no way for any of us to know what is the reality of the situation here. I mean, there's just we hear tales of it. Maybe you know some people that have been close to it. Maybe you've had this stuff. Who knows? But the point is there are so many voices vying to be your shepherd and to guide you through this little path and to guide you through this pandemic. Let me just say this, all the voices out there, this stuff that's going on is above their head. This stuff that's going on is beyond any one man's ability to figure it out and to encapsulate it and to give good advice on it. So here's what you do know, though. The Lord can be your shepherd, and he is a good leader. And so in Psalm chapter 23, just here's something you can take home with you, because I'm not going to cover all these. There are 12 benefits that come with the Lord being someone's shepherd. And just because you read this verse on someone's deathbed or whatever the case is, people have they want to get the good feelings that are associated with the blessings in the Bible, and you know, God wants to bless and bless me and bless me, and let me find all the blessing verses and the promise verses and all this, and they want to leave out, and we want to leave out, all the conditions that go with the blessings. We want the blessings, we want all the promises, but we don't want the conditions that go with those things. So here's the very first thing that's said in Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, if that's not true, then nothing else in this chapter pertains to you. But if this is true, then this whole chapter pertains to you. So the first thing is, I guess we could ask this question, and you can ask this question of yourself, and let the Holy Spirit identify areas where maybe he's not. But the question would be, is the Lord your shepherd? Because what we're about to look at applies to a man who has the Lord as his shepherd. But it doesn't apply to every soul just because they read the chapter. All right, so here's what he says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those are some blessings. That's 12 blessings associated with the Good Shepherd. Let's pray one last time, and we'll cover a few of them. But I want you to just remember these things, and take them home with you. Remember them, particularly in this time right now. But this is some good news with the Lord as your shepherd. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help us this morning. Pray that you would give us what we need. The stuff that you've allowed to go on in this nation, we deserve every bit of it. We haven't put you first in any part of our lives, and we just reap the benefits of all that. But Lord, I pray that we could reset, we could retain God in our knowledge and our relationships and our jobs and our finances and every aspect of our lives. I pray that you would you give us a chance. You've given us opportunity, Lord. We've we'd pray and be thankful for the open doors and the opportunity to come to church, and we found out that can be taken away pretty quick. And Even with good leadership and all that, it's stuff just above their head, but it's not above your head. And you're the good shepherd. And Lord, I pray you'd help us with these things. If anybody here is not saved, I pray today they'd get saved. Pray they'd understand their need for Jesus Christ. And for those that are just kind of wandering around and kind of dipping their toe in the Word of God and maybe trying to halt between two opinions, you know, is it worth it to serve God what do I do with my life or whatever. Lord, I pray that you can make some things clear and help us just feed your flock today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here's some benefits. There's 12 of them. I'm not going to cover 12 of them. I'm just going to cover a handful of them this morning. But I do want you to note, particularly and right off the bat, the Lord is my shepherd is a statement by David. And it doesn't mean it applies to every soul just because they read these verses. And I think you understand that at this point. These benefits apply to the flock. This is the voice of one of the flock. Somebody who has the Lord as their shepherd and they're a member of his flock. Here's what they are. Here's a few of them. The Bible says in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. Number 1, I shall not want. I shall not want. We are as human beings, as Americans, we have more wants than we can afford. You know what that's an indication of? Just being led by the flesh. That's an indication of not having the Lord as your shepherd, but having maybe covetousness, maybe your neighbors, maybe what they have, or like we talked about in Sunday school. I mean, we covered the cares of this world, and you see how close they are to home. You know, you want to care for your family. You want to make sure your family has not just what they need, but more than they need. I mean, an abundance of stuff. You want to make sure they have more than anyone else has. And that stuff gets in the way of and it creates an environment of I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. And David says over here, you know what one of the benefits of having the Lord as my shepherd is? I just don't have a lot of wants. I'm content. I'm happy with what I have. I'm okay with it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He says over there in Colossians, Paul says it this way. He says, and ye are complete in him. Complete. You don't have anything or you don't need anything else. You're complete in him. We could just spend all this time on this one verse, but we're not going to. I'm going to hit these things and just move on real quick. The Lord is my shepherd. Blessing number one, I shall not want. I'm content. I have what I need. If I can get something and still serve the Lord doing it, okay. But if this thing's going to cost me my service to the Lord, then I'm not interested in it. I shall not want. Verse 2, he says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You know what the shepherd does? He takes the sheep and he leads them to a place that's fertile and has food and nourishment because he wants them to eat. He wants them to be healthy. And sometimes they're not interested in that. I like the way he says it. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Do it. Yeah, he leads you to the fruitful places because that's what the shepherd does. That's what the one who has the animals does. He makes sure they're fed, makes sure they're taken care of that way. He determines where the sheep graze because the shepherd knows where the nutrition is. And I'll tell you, I mean, just like he says over there in Isaiah, he likens it this way. Like he says, we are all sheep, like sheep who've gone astray. Everyone to his own way. The shepherd wants to lead you to the nourishing places, the places that are most fruitful. And they may not seem like that to you. They may not seem the most fruitful to you. Because in our minds, we're just prone to wander. And we think the grass is greener over here. And, you know, if I can just get over here. And I saw this the other day. And you understand. You've seen animals do this. This horse, and he's there's plenty of grass, plenty of food, plenty of leaves, all that stuff in this fenced area. And you know what he's doing? He's got his head stuck way out of that fence, trying to get some little leaf when there's 1,000 of them within the fence? You know what? That's us. That's what we do. Just reaching for that one thing, and if we would just listen to the Lord, we're surrounded by what we need. But no, we're just prone to wander. We just do things our own way when we got a better way than the shepherd does. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I notice that the place in verse 2, not only where you're feeding, it's also where the rest is. It's like you lie down. He says you lie down in green pastures. I just lie down where all the food is. I mean, you guys that have animals, you know this. I mean, they just lie down where the food is. And you lay down in the pasture, you just stand up and eat all day or whatever and all night. You just eat and eat and eat, and then you lie down for a little bit, and then you just eat and eat and eat. And that's your life. That's the life of the animal. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Right? He knows where the good water is. He knows where to lead the sheep, where to lead the flock. And again, this is a blessing and a benefit of having the Lord as your shepherd. Now here's the counter to that. If the Lord's not your shepherd, number one, I shall not want doesn't apply. You probably have a whole bunch of wants, covetousness, those kinds of things. That's the way the Bible describes that thing. And then you don't get the best food. Can't lie down in green pastures. You're just going by your own, you're like the horse, you know, just trying to reach for something, when if you just accept where you're at, you got it all there. And then the still waters, he knows where the water is, make sure the animals are watered, takes care of them. But if the Lord's not your shepherd, just thirsty. Just thirsty, man, and just can't satisfy. You're just not satisfied. And I'm just going to, like I said, I want to hit these and move on and get you a little flyover view of this chapter. But encourage you. I want to encourage you. God, the Lord Jesus Christ is a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Verse 3, he says, he restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Boy, we could cover that. That's you. You are a living soul. You're a living soul. That's what you are. You're a living, we'll talk about it tonight, but you are a living soul wrapped in a body, and that body has desires and ideas of its own, and that's what you contend with, and that's what your soul contends with. The Bible says about Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah, he vexed his righteous soul in seeing and hearing. What went in his eyes and what went in his ears, it just turned him upside down. But when Jesus Christ is the shepherd, the Bible says he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's his leadership, righteousness. He is his direction is righteousness. It's not filthiness, it's not corruption, it's not wickedness, it's righteousness. And in righteousness there's peace. So having the Lord as your shepherd, you've got a restored soul, you've got leadership and righteousness. He says, for his name's sake. That's good. That's good. Leadership and righteousness, you've got this, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. How appropriate is that now? The one thing that is true about right now, and we are experiencing it, the spirit of fear is absolutely paralyzing to people. It will absolutely make you paralyzed and unproductive. The spirit of fear, and if that is the leadership, that's the guidance. That's the direction. It is fear. It is, and the thing people are afraid of, y'all know what it is. It's death. If this person has the virus, maybe, you know, my friend's cousin may have been around them, and, you know, we may all have, who knows. You know what everybody's afraid of? They're afraid of death. Even though that's not really that much a part of this thing, that's what people are afraid of. So here's what the Lord says. If the Lord is my shepherd, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I got this cloud of death hanging over my head. I got this cloud of death, and I just walk through this valley. And you know why he can say that in Psalm 23? Because in Psalm 22, he walked through the valley of death. Crucifixion in Psalm 22, and now the Lord Jesus Christ as the shepherd, and he leads through the valley of the shadow of death, and the sheep following the shepherd, they just keep their head down, they keep following the shepherd, and David says, and I will fear no evil. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That reminds me, it's like the Lord as the shepherd, he's got the biggest guns. And so when he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no evil that can take over, that can harm him. He's got the biggest guns. And when he walks through there, I've heard this said, you know, about the rod and the staff, and he beats the sheep with the rod. It's not about beating the sheep with the rod. You know what it's about? It's about protecting the sheep. The shepherd walks through that valley of the shadow of death with that rod, and the wolves that show up, he takes a stick to them. And the wolves that show up and start showing up out of nowhere and trying to harm the flock, the shepherd, the good shepherd, fights them off. And so David says, I am just a little lamb in this flock. And he says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It's like, I'm with him. He's got the big guns. I'm with him. He's the one that protect me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. How about that? Not that, you know, this flock, the Lord's flock, the shepherd doesn't get rid of all the enemies. What he does with the flock is, the Bible says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He lets me feed. He protects me while I'm feeding. Though I'm surrounded by trouble all around, the Lord's made the area that I'm in calm, peaceful, able to enjoy fellowship, able to eat, be happy. And not only that, it's a testimony to the enemies. The enemies watch, and I mean, just to make a little application to it, the enemies watch, and sometimes those enemies watch how well the sheep are fed, and they say, you know what, I want to be a part of that flock. I want to be a part of that flock. And I would say all of us were at one point just that. We were outside of the household of God, and we looked in and we said, you know what? What I'm doing, it ain't working. Whatever leadership I'm following, it isn't happening. And you looked at someone else, you heard some preaching about the gospel, you heard some preaching, and it convicted you of your sin, and you felt the leadership, you heard the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God, and you said, you know what, I want to be a part of that. That's what I want to be a part of. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I feel like we're just blowing through this, but I think you guys get the idea. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Verse 5. Anoint that, that's the presence of the Holy Spirit of God to do the work that God wants done. That is God's presence in order to do the work of God. Thou anointest my head with oil. I just think of the shepherd. You know, he's taking care of the fleeces, the fleeces of the sheep there, and combing and brushing and whatever else. You know, it was just to make sure they don't have all the sticker burrs and all that stuff. Get all that stuff out, and take care of those sheep and make sure they're not getting diseased or cuts and scrapes that are going to be bad for them and hurt them too much. Taking care of their wounds. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Well, you can't find a better shepherd than this. You can't find a better shepherd than this. And whoever else you choose to be your shepherd, whether it's the news, whether it's buddies or whatever, this Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Verse 6, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Well, that's what comes up behind you. With the Lord as my shepherd. You know what the Bible says of the wicked? It says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. And y'all know why that is, because he's got a guilty conscience. He just keeps running because he's done so much wrong, and he thinks somebody's after him, and maybe somebody is, but in this case, somebody's not. He says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. If you've got the Lord as your shepherd, you don't have to keep looking over your shoulder. Following the paths of righteousness and enjoying the benefits that come behind all that, watching the fruit that's produced in that path, that's with the Lord as your shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen to that. Amen to that. I don't know about you, but if the Lord were to take me home now, I am ready. I'm ready. I'd rather go with my whole family. I'd rather us all go. But being in the house of the Lord, that's it. That's where I want to be. There's just nothing left to do. I mean, there's nothing left to accomplish. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, we kind of did a little flyover of this and covered it really quick, because I just want you to take this home with you. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And then he listed 12 things that are the result of the Lord being someone's shepherd. And we just went through them, every single one of them. I didn't think we would get through all of them, but we just covered them real quick. So you got the idea. These are 12 blessings associated with the Lord being my shepherd. And if in your life you find some of these things aren't true, and I find some of these things aren't true, I can guarantee you it's because in some area, some place in our lives, the Lord's not our shepherd. We're following some other voice, and therefore we are bearing the consequences of following some other voice. But if the Lord's your shepherd, I guess I'll ask this question today, this morning, whatever time we're at here. Ask this question that really gets down to all this. Is the Lord your shepherd? Is the Lord your shepherd? Are the voices that are out there, there's just, you know, I got friends, I got news, I got this, I got that I'm listening to, and consequently, I'm always on edge. I'm fearful. I'm worried about what's going to happen. I'm worried about all this. And, you know, with the Lord as your shepherd, you know what the future is. You know what happens. You may not know the details about how all the pandemic stuff works out, but you know the future. You know how this thing ends up. You know Jesus Christ shows back up to this earth and he's going to rule and reign in righteousness. You know your body's going to be changed one day. You know, you get out of this filthy flesh, and he will be robed in righteousness that's fashioned after the body of Jesus Christ, and he will change this vile body into something glorious. You know that happens. But you only know that if the Lord's your shepherd. If the Lord's not your shepherd, you don't know that. If the Lord's not your shepherd, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death and you are terrified of it. If the Lord's not your shepherd, you look and you hunt for water and you cannot find it. If the Lord's not your shepherd, you are looking for food and hunting and starving in this world. You are looking for nourishment that you can't find. If the Lord is not your shepherd, there is no, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is, I have no home. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. If the Lord's not your shepherd, there is no anointing the head with oil. There's no helping with the wounds or any of those things. Those wounds just become open sores and fester. That's what the Lord, if the Lord's not your shepherd, you don't have someone to take care of that stuff. You just wander, a wandering sheep, you're just lost. If the Lord's not your shepherd, there's no restoration of the soul. There's no lead in the paths of righteousness. There's no goodness and mercy following. It's just wickedness following. Who knows what's following? And I say all that to drive home the point, and hopefully we have. These benefits, there is no better shepherd than Jesus Christ. And these benefits come with the Lord being your shepherd. Stop listening to all the other voices. Stop listening to all the other stuff. Every side has its information. Every side has its graphs, all that kind of stuff. You know what you ought to do in this time right now? You may not be working as much, or maybe working more. Who knows what the scenario is? You're probably at home more now. Take this time, spend it with the Lord. Open up your Bible more. Listen to some good hymns, some good music. Fill yourself with the words of God and let the Lord be your shepherd, and watch how that attitude changes. Watch how that spirit of contention just leaves, and you have some comfort there. You have some joy there. It's not as angry and fearful. You know what happens when people are afraid? They get angry. They get mad. Because they don't know what to do. There's nothing. I can't fix this. I'm just mad now. Calm all that stuff down. Let the Lord be your shepherd. Dig into the Word of God. Read. Spend more time in prayer now. I mean, you got some time now. Spend more time in prayers. Listen to some good music. Listen to preaching. Take some tracks. Put them out there. Wherever you go. I know you're still going to HEB and Walmart. Apparently those places don't have coronavirus. You understand what I'm saying. Take some tracks with you. Now is the time. I say now is the time. I think I look across the nation and look across what's going on now. And really, I'll tell you this as a pastor. I didn't mean to put this in here, but I'll tell you this as a pastor. And I think it's the same for pastors. Probably the same for business people. You're struggling to figure out, what relevance do we have anymore? What relevance does my business have anymore? People are told they can't shop here. Well, what do I do? People are told they can't go to church. What am I supposed to do? And you're struggling to have some sort of purpose. I mean, all this purpose seems to be just taken away. Well, in the world, it's taken away. God hasn't changed His commandments. Those things haven't changed. Let the Lord be your shepherd and enjoy the benefits of the Lord being your shepherd. So I again, I don't want to repeat it 100 times, but You get the idea. And so I ask you, is the Lord your shepherd? Make him your shepherd if he's not. Enjoy these benefits, because God is a good shepherd, a very good shepherd. He's the best shepherd. And there's 12 things in here, and I encourage you, go home, read them out, separate them out, and you can just name them off. You can just number them off there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's just like he just can't get enough good out. I just keep saying there's so much good in this. There's so much benefit to it. There's so much benefit to the Lord's leadership. Let's do this. We'll have a little time, and Sam can come and play on the piano. You can stay in your seats or come up to the altar, whichever you want to. But just reflect on your own life. Allow the Lord to be your shepherd. Enjoy the benefits. You have all the benefits in the world and out of the world of having the Lord as your shepherd. He's a good shepherd. As David said, the Lord, he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. Sam plays a little bit on the piano. We can bow our heads, close our eyes, and just a little time of meditation, thinking about these things in our own lives.